from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the Wake Up Call DT app you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. I want to thank over 90,000 downloads on the Wake Up Call DT podcast, so thank you so much for all your support on the app with over 600 shows. And you can also get us on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast, so search Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on iTunes now in the podcast section. It's an honor and a privilege to have on the show with me here in a National Signing Day special. He has signed it. It is official, verbally committed to Syracuse very recently to National Signing Day. Did it on January 24th when he was on that big visit, where a ton of verbal commits came in for Syracuse that helped to really round out this class. And now he's here with me fresh off signing and sending in his letter on National Signing Day, and that is safety Evan Foster of West Bloomfield High School in West Bloomfield, Michigan. And I'm very happy to have him on the show. Evan, how you doing today?
Doing pretty well.
Now, first and foremost, Evan, bring me through your process, because you go up and you visit Syracuse late in January, decide that that's where you want to commit to. Where were you before that moment? How close were you with the staff? Did you know members of the staff? Bring me through your recruiting process before you verbally committed to Syracuse.
Yeah, well, I was originally committed to Bowling Green due to the connections with my brother and him going to Bowling Green and playing safety and stuff. So once the coaching changed, I really was just on my own and just waiting for the call and for them all to get down to Syracuse and stuff. And I got the call, and I announced my offer from them, and I just thought about it. Went to Purdue, figured out what I liked there, and then I decided that it was best for me to go to Syracuse.
When you talk with your brother about playing safety at Bowling Green, obviously he got to know this staff and be around this staff. What did your brother tell you? What type of advice did he give you?
He told me just to take some time and don't make a quick decision and just figure out if it feels right for you. And that, like, he just told me Country Monroe was a great guy and he will always look out for you.
Your brother Aaron, what did he really take away from being a part of Bowling Green? What did he tell you, not just as a football player, but as a man, that he was able to take away from this staff? What type of positive pieces did the staff give to him?
He said they just helped him with life and just understanding the important things about it, and just not football, just to become a man, and they just carried themselves and helped them become a better man.
Going from Bowling Green to Syracuse, like you said, the staff and the fact that your brother played at Bowling Green attracted you to this staff and attracted you to what they do. Was Syracuse ever on your radar beforehand, before the Bowling Green staff decided to go over to Syracuse, or did you kind of move that way because of the staff going to Syracuse? Was Syracuse ever a piece before the staff went there?
No, they really weren't. They didn't really recruit our area very much, but as soon as the staff went, I mean, they just said we like this area, and they started bringing some of their guys.
What can you say about the staff? I want to start with Nick Monroe, because he's going to be your position coach as the secondary coach for Syracuse. What can you say about your relationship with him, what he means to you?
Nick Monroe, he's a very nice guy. He connected with our family very well from when my brother was there. He was almost like family. So when I'm down there, I mean, it just makes me feel like I have someone from my family down there, so I'm not going to really miss home or anything, because he's always been a piece.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? That was bouncing.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. Just like we're doing right now, we're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do at Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping.
Get air.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
The Market Diner prides itself on bringing the local community fresh ingredients that are better than going elsewhere. Open for breakfast, served all day, lunch and dinner with daily specials. The Market Diner is located at the Regional Market on Park Street, right across from Destiny USA. For takeout, call 315-474-5247. The Market Diner. Local. Fresh. Better.
What is it about Nick Monroe that makes him part of the family, that makes him someone that you feel like you can truly connect with, not just as a coach to player?
Just the fact that he's been so close with my brother, and my brother said he pretty much could tell him anything. And anytime he was going through stuff, he just went to him and he was always there for him.
When you're around Nick Monroe, his personality, what can you say about him? Because from what's been said by others, he's funny. He can relax with you, and then he knows when to be serious. He knows when to go to work. Is that the same feeling you get from him?
Yeah, definitely. He's really chill, and he connects with him very well. And he's not very, like, cutthroat. He's a chill.
To have your brother Aaron and yourself, Evan, play for Nick Monroe in the secondary, but do it at two different schools, did you ever see this coming or ever see this happening? I mean, when your brother and you sit down and you talk about it, was it, you know, you're going to go to Bowling Green, he went to Bowling Green, we're going to keep the tradition going, and now, obviously, in the world of coaching, it's different. So when you and Aaron sit down, do you talk about how crazy it is that you're both going to be coached by the same coaches and by Nick Monroe, but in two totally different states and two different parts of the country?
Yeah, we did. He just told me to go wherever was best for me, and it is kind of crazy that we both end up playing for the same guy, and actually, pretty much he's going to be coaching against me, and I'm going to be playing against him. He's at Wake Forest, so.
To go into your brother's trail a little bit, being over at Wake Forest, how's that going to be for you? Like you said, he's over there now, so bring us into that. What's he coaching? What's he doing? And how is this going to be for you guys when, obviously, you're in the ACC and you're in the same division?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty nice. He's going to be coaching. He's a grad assistant, but helps coaching the DBs and stuff. He'll be out there when I play.
What do you think about going up against your brother? And you're not going to be on the field against each other, but to know that he's going to be coaching for Wake Forest in every year for the next 3 to 5 years at Syracuse, you're promised to have a game against Wake Forest, so you will see your brother for as long as he is there, as long as you're at Syracuse. He'll be coaching there. You'll be on the field. What's that going to be like?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity to do that because, I mean, it's just another game. We get to see each other and everybody. All the family members will probably go and just see both of us. It's a great experience.
Your brother going through college already, Evan, what has he taught you about being a good safety and a good student athlete? What are some of those things that he's tried to talk with you about as far as making sure that you take care of the classroom and that you're a good player on the field?
He told me just to stay humble and work hard and everything will come to me and that the sky's the limit and I can get everything done.
When you look at the sky being the limit, when you went and visited Syracuse and you thought about your future and you thought about what you want to do and what you can be, do you really believe the sky's the limit for Syracuse? When you looked around, when you were around the coaches and around the players and around the other recruits, did you feel on campus that for Syracuse football, the sky truly is the limit?
Yes, I actually do believe in that because the offense they're bringing to Syracuse is a whole different offense, and it's very hard to stop. And they've proven at Bowling Green that they can compete with the top-tier teams, and that's only with Bowling Green. And if they get the right prospects, they should be getting better prospects than what they had at Bowling Green, even when Bowling Green had some really good prospects. I think that they really can get the job done as long as their offense gets up there.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Olay Olay, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation. And we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Matadale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors. My husband and I. So kind of a side entrance. And that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLAY.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just a really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wrap.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
When you look at the Bowling Green coaching staff, like we had talked about Nick Monroe and everything that they've done that's been successful, bringing over into Syracuse Brian Ward as the defensive coordinator, and then also Vincent Reynolds coming from Western Michigan and connecting with this staff that was coming from Bowling Green, Vincent Reynolds coming from Western Michigan as the defensive line coach. When they came to visit you, along with head coach Dino Babers, bring me into that visit to your home and what your relationship is like with Reynolds, Ward, as well as Dino Babers.
Yeah, well, they came over. Me and Ward played some video games, and we've had a pretty good connection. His was one of the smaller connections, but it built and got higher because from Bowling Green, I talked to him, but I didn't really connect with him like that, so when he came over, it made it a lot better. Reynolds, he recruited me a little bit from Western. We've always had a good relationship and stuff. And Babers, I really didn't meet him much when I was committed to Bowling Green, but after I got to Syracuse, during my official, he was around me a lot, and the in-home, he was around me a lot.
What can you say about Dino Babers? Like you said, when you were looking at going to Bowling Green, you weren't really around Dino a lot, didn't speak to him a lot, but then he comes and visits you when it comes down to Syracuse and making your decision on being part of the Orange for the future. What can you say about Dino being in your home and what your relationship is like with him?
I would say he's a really cool guy, and he always has something to talk about, and he'll never leave you just hanging there, not knowing it. He always has some type of story. He's a great guy.
What makes you want to play for a head coach like that? What makes you feel like Dino Babers can truly bring something special to Syracuse?
He's very serious. He's very outgoing, and he really understands the things that are going on and what needs to be done at each point in time, and he can go to serious, and then he can be chill.
When he talks about one thing that he's been saying throughout since he got hired at Syracuse was faith, belief without evidence. Did he talk to you about that at all or mention that when you either had him in your house or on your official visit? Did he talk with you and the other guys about faith, belief without evidence?
Yeah, he did. He did bring that up a lot. I think it's just a good message. It's just something that you got to have, and a lot of things, if you don't have faith, then a lot of things just won't work out for you.
When you look at your faith and you look at believing in something bigger than yourself, Evan, how much does faith play a role in your life? How important is it for you to have a strong faith day to day, not just on the football field, but in general?
It's very high for me because I'm pretty religious, and I have to have a strong faith in God that He'll take me to places that'll give me great experiences.
Where do you think Evan Foster can go? When you say God will take you to places that he can bring you to, that he can get you there, what are some of those places you want to go to? What are some of those dreams and those visions you have for yourself?
I feel like that I can make it to the NFL with my body stature. You know, if I put a lot of muscle on it, I can definitely be a great NFL safety.
looking at the NFL and looking at your future, when you thought about, you know, being a kid, growing up, was that something that you always had on your mind? Did you always want to play football, or did you fall in love with the game as you got older?
I would say I've always wanted to play football, but I probably fell in love with football as I kept on playing.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
And in falling in love with this sport and looking at your future, I want to give you an opportunity, Evan, to talk with the fans here and let Syracuse fans know how you feel about the future of Syracuse and about being a part of the team. So when it comes to Syracuse and Evan Foster and the future of Orange football, what do you want the fans to know?
I want the fans to, first and foremost, I want to thank thank the fans for staying on me during this recruiting process. It's been an honor to have you guys all follow me and support me throughout the process, and I just want to let the fans know we're probably going to get an ACC championship. Actually, we will get an ACC championship somewhere down the road in my 4 years.
What makes you believe that an ACC championship is going to finally be at Syracuse?
I feel that just the recruits that we're bringing in right now, they're really bonding in and they're going along what we're trying to do. And I feel like this is the start of the Syracuse era with Coach Babers.
When you look at the Syracuse era, how would you define it? What would you say about it? When you look at what Syracuse will be under Dino Babers, how do you define that era?
I would say the era, the title of the era we can say is fast, because it's going to be a whole different tempo.
Orange is the new fast has been the tagline. What do you think about that definition? Obviously, everybody's paying attention to the offense, but being around Brian Ward, being around Nick Monroe, what can you say about, and Dino Babers as well, and Vincent Reynolds, what can you say about the defense? How do you feel the defense is going to be at Syracuse? How would you define the defense?
I think we're going to be tough. We're going to be big, for sure, because he's bringing in a lot of big people, big safeties, which is good. With this college football atmosphere turning into.
Bringing in those big safeties, I got to ask you about your position. Free safety, strong safety, where do you find your comfort? Where do you believe you're best, or are you fine playing either one?
I'd probably say strong safety or free safety. It really doesn't matter. He also said since we play a lot of zone, like your safeties can play like corner.
What do you think about playing corner? How comfortable are you that are you in that position?
I'm pretty comfortable. I mean, it's not too bad. It's just a backside of those small things that you can learn a little bit.
So before I let you go here, Evan, I want to look at your positives, your attributes, as well as the things you want to work on. What would you say you're best at with playing the safety position? What are your best attributes on the field?
I would say I'm very rangy, and I can get to areas a lot faster for the type of size that I am. But I also think that I can work on my speed before I get up to Syracuse, and I can become a little bit faster. But really, I'm still pretty fast, but I just want to be close to that low 4.5, 4.4 range.
And to finish, to look at you not just as a player, not just as a student, but as a person, Evan, to define yourself, I'm going to ask you your mission statement. Who is Evan Foster?
Evan Foster is someone who's outgoing and respectful. It all matters.
And someone who is ready to get out there and hit a few people, I think, too.
Exactly. On the field.
Well, Evan, thank you for everything that you have done. I truly appreciate it. I thank you for being a part of the National Signing Day special. And obviously, from now until the end of June, when you report to Syracuse, we'll have plenty to talk about. And I look forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you, guys.